a visit to the Rhinelander Agricultural Research Station. We're visiting today with Brian Bowman, superintendent of the station in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Brian, can you give us a little description of the Rhinelander Ag Research Station?
The Rhinelander Station, it's in an area that historically was known for seed potato production in Wisconsin, and our focus is really based in potato breeding and genetics.
Brian, can you describe for us potato breeding?
Potato breeding is the process of trying to invent new potato varieties. Potatoes have flowers. By cross-pollinating from a pollinated flower, there's a fruit that grows. It looks like a small green tomato once it enlarges. And inside those fruits are true potato seeds. Maybe interesting for people to understand that it takes approximately 15 years for us to go through this breeding and selection process to the point where we can commercialize a variety.
Can you describe the actual process a little bit?
We identify what recombinations we want to make, what plants we want to use to donate pollen, and what mother plants we're going to use to receive pollen. And we pick flowers from the pollen donors, and we put it through a little vibrating process like a bumblebee, and eventually that pollen will be brought to a receiving plant, just like a bumblebee might move pollen around in nature.
What kinds of things do people want in these new potato varieties?
If you're a farmer, you know, you can look at what you're currently growing and always think about something that could be better. So yield is obviously important. The uniformity of how the potatoes look is important. Tolerance of a new genetic line to diseases is something that we look at very carefully. The trick is to come up with the key traits all in the same plant.
And is there anything new or different in the last several years?
I think if people look around in the produce section of the store, they'll see some of these yellow flesh varieties being marketed, and sometimes purple, red, and yellow potatoes blended together in the same bag. We are working with specific companies that want to grow and market these products. So yeah, we're working with what we call specialty potatoes. Potato chips has been one of our areas of specialty in the past, and we're looking for varieties that have higher dry matter and less water. We're also looking for potatoes that will physically store longer. And so if they're harvested in September, we'd like to see good frying products for French fries and potato chips coming out of those buildings in April, May, and June.
We've been visiting with Brian Bowen, Rhinelander Agricultural Research Station, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.